I think they will, Chris. And I think their coaches sort of learned a lot, and the players themselves. You know, it's a young side that was playing yesterday, and they've had a pretty good season. They'll probably finish about sixth position, having over the 22 games, probably won more than they've lost. And certainly, the difference in the side from even this time last year, the young guys who have come through from the under-18s have integrated well. But, you know, 32-0 after 47 minutes in the first half, up until the 18th minute mark, it was nil-all. But then Ballymoney showed, you know, what they were made of, in a sense. Any mistakes, a loose kick or a missed tackle, and they benefited from it, and they punished on every occasion. It was 25-0 at half-time, then it was 32-0 with 47 minutes gone. But then from about the 55th minute, whenever Letterkenny got their first score, when Daniel Faulkner went over after a short penalty, powering his way over to the post. They certainly got into the game very, very well. And they're out half Ballymoney, out half Young. He jinked over for a score, but that seemed for their score. But certainly to say, then there was two more scores from Evan Walsh, and it was really the way they came back. As I say, when you're down by 32 points to nil and you finish up 46-21, it does make a big, big difference. That final score, I should have said, was Ryan Mortimer, who from about 10 metres out managed to get through about three or four players and wriggled his way over to post, and Young Scott converted all three of them. But, most young sides been 32-0 down, which maybe the towel had been thrown on, but no, they upped their game greatly, and that final quarter was very, very promising. I was talking to Gordon Curley, who now looks after under-18s. Gordon, of course, having played for Connacht this day, and he was saying it was great to see the comeback from the young side, and that will give them a lot of credit, because I make no bones about that Ballymoney side, have dropped down in two divisions from Championship 1, but there's still a lot of players there with a lot of experience, and they recruited quite strongly this year because they didn't want to be remaining in Championship 3 whenever they were a former Championship 1 team. So from that point of view, Chris, I think that Letterkenny will take a lot from it, because they have been hammering teams all season. And I know 46-21 on paper seems a big result. When you narrow it down to 32-0 at one stage, and then see the final score, I think it's tremendous for what Limavady achieved in that final quarter.
And just a word about the setup down at Dave Gallagher Park. I mean, it's come on leaps and bounds, and on a sunny day, a great venue.
Well, I drove on, Chris, about 2:10 yesterday, and was met with two minibuses on the way out. And the amount of cars, the amount of parents and young kids about, because obviously the underage rugby, 14, 16 and 18, and the minis and all, they meet on a Sunday morning. So there's a great buzz around the place. And the amount of young guys running around kicking a rugby ball and with all sorts of rugby tops on, it certainly can only augur well for the future. And underage rugby is flourishing, as we know. I mean, the under-18s last year had a tremendous season. Three or four of them now have made the grade up. And there have been four or five of those young guys playing yesterday who are only 18 years plus, and playing against guys who have been playing maybe 10 or 11 years at that particular level. So all in all, I think that I look forward to seeing next year, just to see if the progression can keep going.
Okay, moving on to the All-Ireland League, City of Derry defeating Thomond 27-14, so City of Derry up to 7th position. Importantly, they're above Skerries now, and an important win.
It was an important win, because at one stage Thomond must have come out of the blocks very quickly, Chris. It was 14-3. It was an Neil Burns penalty, and when I heard that scoreline, I thought this is going to be one of those days, because Derry had to get something out of yesterday. They had to get a result. The bonus point, of course, is icing on the cake for them. But certainly, the comeback was good to score those four tries. I would have expected that against someone who, let's be honest, have been the sort of the whipping boys all season. Derry really should have put them away in the first game of the season, which would have alleviated a lot of the pressure that they found themselves on since Christmas. But having said that, the 27-14 had given the 4 points. And with the way the results went yesterday, Skerries got a losing bonus point on the Friday night. But Bechtel were beaten. At the moment, reading from the bottom up, Thomond are relegated. That's already taken for granted. Bechtel have 22 points, Skerries have 25, and Derry have 28. Now, Derry have to play Armagh in 2 weeks' time, and to be honest, the way things are going and the way Armagh are playing, they and Greystones are the two sides that are going through that league. It would be a very good result for Derry to get anything from that Armagh game, although having said that, games with Armagh have always been close, but you have to think that the Orchard County team, you know, they're on a run. But if Derry don't get anything from that game, and Beckett were to get 5 points from their game in Thomond, that would bring them up to 27. Now, they have a hard game to finish with. Derry have to go to Skerries in the final game. So there's still, although it looks as if Derry are in a reasonable position, and they're in a lot better position, Chris, than it would have been a few weeks ago. You know, it's Derry 28, Skerries 25, Beckett 22. Depending on how that goes, it could be very, very tight. Beckett beat Thomond, get 5 points, and then pull off a shock result in the final game. If Derry were beaten by Armagh, then they go down to Skerries, and Skerries overcome them. Beckett might not get enough points to overcome either of those two sides. So a lot to be done, and certainly that final game in Skerries that their City Derry play, I think it'll be a key match, because it could decide one way or other for either side what happens, and of course everybody will be watching the Beckett game as well. But it tends for an exciting season, which I'm sure City Derry supporters really didn't want. But having said that, before Christmas, and they played Dungannon on the 31st of December, it looked as if it was doom and gloom and they were down, but those five results, six victories that they've had, has pulled them out of the mire, and hopefully that they'll learn from this and next year will not be a recurrence.
And briefly, Alec, a word on the Pro 12. Leinster on top of the table, 2 points clear. They defeated Cardiff 22-21. Ulster in fourth position after that 27-17 point win over Newport Dragons.
Yeah, well, Leinster once again showed, you know, why they're top of the table. I didn't actually see the game, Chris, but I was talking to somebody who told me that, and I think it was two occasions, they came from behind and literally came on the final whistle. Cardiff made a mistake and Leinster punished them to get that particular result, which makes a big difference. I mean, it was no problem for Munster. We had Zebra. I saw the Ulster game. It was patchy performance, but it still was 4 points. But the result that everybody's talking about is the fact that the Ospreys decided to put on a weakened team against Treviso, and it backfired because the Ospreys didn't even get a losing bonus point. And as you say, it's now Leinster 70, Munster 68, the Ospreys 64, and Ulster 61. So Ulster now are back in the back. I know the Scarlets are 58, but that result with the Ospreys getting nothing, and the Ospreys still have to play Munster, Ulster, and Leinster. So, you know, there's a lot to be played for. I think we can take it that Leinster and Munster are going to be in the top four, whether it's 1 and 2 or 1 or 3, whatever. But certainly, it's all for grabs. And from Ulster's point of view, and from Pienaar's point of view, like, he's got 4 games left in Ulster jersey to try and get Ulster into the playoffs, and then from then on. But certainly, it looks to be very, very interesting. And just quickly, Chris, I mentioned to you off the air, was it next Saturday up at Mellon Park, Oma, who won the Rugby Championship, won. Tremendous performance when you consider ahead of teams like Estonians and Ballyclare and Cork. They take part in the first of the round-robin competitions. The three teams who have qualified are Malahide from Leinster, Clonmel from Munster, and Ballina from Connacht. But next week, Oma have a home draw in the first one. Oma play Malahide next Saturday, 2:30 at Mellon Park. So anybody up and around the Oma district, I would think it would be a very interesting game to go and see. And let's hope that the Mellon Park team are victorious, because they certainly deserve it after the season they've had.